driving you home every afternoon. This is the 3HL with Brent Daugherty and Don Davenport.
HL 104.5, the Zone. Brent Daugherty, Don Davenport with you. So what's this big announcement that's happening tomorrow morning, 9:20 a.m.?
You think I know anything? I don't know nothing.
Here's what
Nobody
I learned.
Nobody tells me nothing.
Here's what I learned a long time ago in my professional life, and you'll probably agree. Maybe not. Maybe TV's a little different. It's safer not knowing things.
That is true. I'm good with it. Shoot, I came back from maternity leave, and all of a sudden, it was just me and you at a different time.
I don't want to be the guy that, like, spills the beans. Like, Jonathan Schaefer's mom is hosting the new Midday Show. Like, I don't want to be... Whoops.
You just went Schaefer's mom?
Schaefer's mom. Schaefer always hits me with mom jokes on Twitter, so I just thought I'd drag that right into the radio world of
Schaefer's
what we do.
Mom.
Schaefer's mom is the new Midday host. So, there you go. Spread the word.
Spread the love.
What's happening? How are you? You had a lot going on today. I had to call. You told me to call you. I tried to call you, and then I tried to call you, and I tried to text you, and I'm like, damn, man, somebody stole Dawn. Like,
I don't know if this is like mom brain or if it's just, it's probably just because I'm a disaster. I don't know. I legit lost my phone for almost 2 hours. Like, lost it, could not find it. Tore apart my entire house, like laundry room, went through the stuff in the dryer. Like maybe I accidentally threw it in the dryer with everything as I was switching a load. 2 hours. If you have never misplaced your phone, then you don't know true sheer panic.
I misplaced my phone in the Sea of Cortez.
Yes, you did.
You
didn't have panic, though, because you're on vacation.
No, I was panicked. The guy's going, I turned to the guy that, you know, running the boat in the back, and he was like, I ain't going to get that, man. That's in the San Andreas Fault. And I'm like, what if my phone hits the San Andreas Fault and vibrates? And I cause this, like, 9.8 earthquake.
Ooh.
He was like, I'm pretty sure it'll be, you know, it'll be vibrate-free by the time it gets to the bottom of that thing. No, losing your phone sucks, but JT pointed out that there's a real easy solution to that.
Well, so I thought about it back in the day. Like I used to have, when I worked in local news, I had two phones. I had a personal cell phone and then I had a work cell phone. Once I left local news, the work cell phone went away. So like just one cell phone.
By the way, remember those work cell phones that were like this bigger than your head?
Oh yeah.
And you would like flip it down and it became even bigger.
Yeah. The flip phones.
Oh,
those are the best.
They were. I felt like I could launch missiles with that thing.
By the way, there was a, like this 95-year-old guy that was at a bar in Florida, on vacation.
Is this a joke?
No.
95-year-old guy walks into a bar in Florida.
No, but he did have his massive flip phone like we're talking about.
That's outstanding.
Uh-huh. And he
Motorola.
He did not care. He rocked it. He loved it. He was amazing. So anyway, so in the past, I could just use my other phone to call and find where my personal phone is, right? Or vice versa, whenever I misplace it. Didn't have that. So I'm like, I'm screwed. I don't have a fancy like watch where you can paint. I don't have one of those, what is it called? Apple watches or anything like that. And you know me, I'm simple folk. So I don't have that where you can like ping your phone and find it. So I came in here and I was like, it just took me 2 hours to find my phone. And JT's like,
it disrupted your entire day.
It absolutely disrupted.
Especially when
my
JT
entire
said
day.
There's about a 30-second fix.
Yeah. Apparently you can go online and use Find My Phone and actually find your phone.
Yeah, find my iPhone.
So everybody probably wants to know where it was.
Where was it?
It was in my daughter's room under the burp cloth that I had folded and brought up there to put away, and apparently totally. So this is a total another story, and then we'll get to
We've gone from Shafe's mom has joined the Zone air staff to lost my phone. Where are we going now?
I think that somebody's living in my attic.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. So that
the
is
man
why
upstairs. I think there's a movie.
Seriously, that's why I kind of freaked out and forgot where my phone was, because I felt like somebody was walking around upstairs.
Ah, ghost story. This is where we are. Is your house new construction?
I mean, it's not new now, but it was when I moved in. So right, it's not like, somebody died in there.
Somebody didn't, like, you know, cut somebody's head off in the attic or something.
No. We're good there.
Okay. Remember when your Nest camera had some issues a couple of months ago?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like a couple years ago, though.
Well, I mean, you know. Some ghost you remember type that things
it,
are...
it started going off at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was my my recently passed away dog who was coming back to say hi to me. I think that's what that was. But I'm serious. I mean, this is the middle of the day. I hear, and here's the deal.
Your Mr. house is Babs, haunted. You understand this, right?
Well, Mr. Babs had said something to me like a month ago, and he was like, "Hey, do you ever randomly hear footsteps upstairs when nobody's up there?" Like, we have an 8-month-old baby. It's not like she's walking around. The dogs don't go upstairs. That's kind of like, we try to keep, you know, at least part of the house without dog hair.
All that is my boy's messing with you. He's trying to put that in your head. But
I never brought it up. No, I never brought it up. He said that, and I was like, that's so funny. Yes, I really do. I hear stuff once in a while.
Were you scared to bring it up to him because you were hoping that it was just in your head?
No, I just figured that it was like water going through the walls or something like that. You know, I just thought
water going through the wall.
Yeah, or like he has kids that are with us like every other weekend too. Yeah. My stepkids are with us every other weekend, so I just thought, oh well, it probably is happening when they're there and not. You know, I just never really think about it, but I had heard it before, and so today I heard footsteps in the attic above me, and that's what it. All of that to say that maybe I am going crazy, but that's why I lost my phone for 2 hours. So I missed a work meeting. Apparently we had a meeting.
Yeah, we did.
I missed everything.
Don't just do me a big favor. Kind of like the snake in the toilet thing. Don't think about it while you're laying down tonight. Just don't think about those noises.
JT.
Like, I can't even text you tonight at like 11 and just remind you. Don't think about those noises.
I hate you so much. You know that I'm like a mental... like head case.
So now she's gonna look for snakes in the toilet before she...
Right.
All right, so here's the question. Anyway. Hit us on Twitter. Is Dawn's house haunted? At 3HL1045.
I just unloaded a yes whole lot on no. everybody here on this.
No, Tuesday. So when you hear these noises upstairs, I'm intrigued by this. We had no plan to go this direction, but that's okay. Does like the hair on your arm stand up when you hear it?
Not really. It's more of a... Nobody's in the house, are they? No.
It's probably that's not weird. A ghost then if you're not terrified. Probably just some dude that's like watching you.
Yeah, does it get colder?
Okay, yeah, because that's not terrifying.
Does it get colder in your house? When
no,
you hear the
no,
upstairs?
Like nothing spirit wise. I don't feel any of that.
Listen, man, we stayed in a hotel room in New Orleans. We checked out the next morning. We had so much going on. Nobody got any sleep.
Really?
And this is New Orleans. Like, you totally expect that kind of thing down there. So I go to check out. I'm like, y'all really think we should check out? And they're like, yes. And so we go check out. I go to check out, and Connor, my oldest, is with me. And I say it to, like, hey, we had a rough night, a lot of stuff going on. Can we just check out? And the guy was like, what room was that? And I told him, and he was like, oh, yeah. No, you're good.
As in, this has happened before.
Yes. But that's a hotel in New Orleans. You expect it, right? Like,
okay, that's creepy.
It was creepy.
I will say this. We stayed. I worked.
I don't know about sounds in the attic, though, man. I think you should go up there and see what happens.
You think I'm going to go up there by my... Mm-mm.
Take your baby. Mm. They won't do anything to your baby.
What? You are insane. Yeah, except I will jump out of... Oh, my gosh. I never should have told you guys. I never should have told you.
What's funny is
especially because you guys know the schedule of when Mr. Babs is out of town for work. I definitely should never.
Yeah, but I also know you're carrying, so don't worry about it.
That is very true.
That ghost.
I also have four dogs and one that will eat you in a heartbeat, that helps.
No question.
I'm not worried about that. Now, if we're talking spirit stuff, I don't know how the dogs will react to that.
I mean, I think pets are more in tune to that kind of world, don't you? That's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
So if the dogs aren't reacting necessarily, maybe you're okay. Maybe it's just some dude living in your attic until you find him. That actually happened. I have a friend that used to be a police officer, and he used to work in sales here. But he told me of a story of a house in Franklin where this is no lie. I'm not making this up because you went down this direction. But the woman would hear things in the attic. And it was like creaks of floor, stuff like that. And she didn't think anything of it the first, you know, few times that it happened. But then it started to happen over and over again. So she called the police just to check it out. So my buddy goes over there. He goes in the attic. There had been a kid living in their attic. No lie.
Like in their house?
Yes. And he would leave like when they weren't home. And that's a true thing. That happened. I could show you the house.
Poor Mr. Babs. He's about to go into the attic today.
615-737-1045. James is an expert on spiritual hunting. He's in Ashland City. James, what kind of problem is Don working with?
Good afternoon, guys. Hey, I'm the guy who called you on Halloween a year and a half ago about my haunted house. Do you guys remember the shoe rack story? I don't know if you remember that or not, but it freaked both of you guys out after I got off air. I was hearing you guys talk about it for a while. Anyway, let me just tell you this. I did research on my house, my property, and I found out the haunt, several houses my neighbors were experiencing very similar things. And so you may want to check out the history of your property. I mean, you don't know what was going on there 100 years ago, Babs. You know, these things are real. I mean, people don't believe in this kind of thing until it happens to them. I never believed in any of this stuff until 2002 when it started happening to me in my house. So, you can't dismiss what you're hearing upstairs. If it doesn't make sense, there's probably something paranormal to it. And
James.
I mean, James, you're killing it. Hey, hit us with the shoe rack story real quick again.
Well, the story was, it was Thanksgiving weekend, 2002. I had rented a room out to a relative who'd gone back to Phoenix to visit friends that weekend, and he had a shoe rack that he had on his door, you know, the ones you stick that had the tongue.
Yeah.
You put it on top of the door, and it goes all the way down and has pockets where you stuff shoes in. Well, I was laying on the couch, and I kept hearing, and this was the first time I had had any paranormal activity that I'd noticed in my house. But every time anybody opened that door up, you know, the kinetic energy of the opening the door would make the shoe rack flop against the door, and it reverberated all through the house. You could hear it. So I'm here in the house by myself, and I keep hearing that noise like somebody's opening that door. And I know there's nobody else in my house. So after about five or six times of hearing that, I get up off the couch, and I go down the hallway, and I take that shoe rack off the door, but I've swung it on the guest bedroom as if to say, now what? And then literally 4 hours later, I hear that same sound again. And by this time, my eyes are as big as saucers, and I'm hesitant to get up off the couch. But I did very slowly, and I just didn't even walk down the hallway. I leaned into the hallway to look, and the shoe rack, as my God is my witness, was back on that door. True story.
I do remember this.
Thank you, James.
No.
All right. Do you have any shoe racks in the attic?
No.
Like, what is in the attic?
I don't know. I've never been up there.
You've never been in your attic?
No. Why would I go in my attic?
So even because it's new construction, he makes a good point, because what happened on your property?
Oh, yeah, who knows?
I mean, some Civil War thing? I don't know.
Oh, jeez. I mean, have to look into it.
There's a lot of that over there in your area. JT, I didn't know that this was like Terrified Dawn Day, but that's where we are.
Hey, Dawn, before you leave today, can I get a hug just in case it's like the last time?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, by the way, there is a kangaroo loose in Alabama. If you see the kangaroo, call us. We've got the guy's phone number. The last words from this dude were, hey, don't let go of the kangaroo. Well, the guy let go of the kangaroo. We're trying to track this down. So I would listen to the entire show today because we're going to keep trying to get this dude. His mailbox is full, strangely. So never know. We might get him. We might not. It might be next segment. It might be 5:50. It might be 6:15. I don't know. But stay tuned. We'll be right back. Retail 104.5 The Zone. Will Compton tweeting out, great hire by Josh Heupel, filling out his staff. Getting a special teams coach in Coach Eckler from North Texas. Eckler used to be in Nebraska. So Will Compton tweeted, Eckler went full send during my recruitment to Nebraska, putting a tattoo on his body of my name.
Wait, what? I don't believe that.
Number one, Will Compton is a name that you have to say his first and last name every time you talk about him. You can't just be like Will or Will C or Willie C or, yeah, I mean, Will Comp or, I mean, Will Compton. You just have to say it, right? Like, it's just one of those names.
Right.
There's no way anybody got a tattoo with Will Compton's name on it, on their own body. There's no way that happened.
No, maybe.
There's no way that happened.
Have you looked, have you dug a little deeper? Does.
There's nothing deeper to Will.
No. I'm not talking about Will.
Oh.
I'm talking about Coach Eckler. Does he actually have a son named Will or something? You know, so it was easy to be like, hey, dude, I got your name tattooed. You know.
I don't know. I think Will Compton, there might be some day drinking going on. I don't know what's happening over there. But, yeah. So has anybody ever gotten, like, 3HL crew, you can tweet us this. As we're going into a really random show today, I can already tell. Somebody once said, was it Tuesdays, JT, that are always weird? Like during non-football season? What?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday.
Okay,
so this will spill into Wednesday then. Anybody ever get somebody's name tattooed on their body? Like people in relationships do that for some reason, knowing that 50% of marriages end in divorce? I don't have any tattoos on me. I'm not against tattoo. Like, I'm not, you know, non-tattoo guy. Like, oh, you suck if you have tattoos. I'm not that guy at all. You do you. But I always wonder about that. Because I know you can get tattoos taken off. But, like, if you got, like, post-it note guy. Like, if you had post-it note guy's name tattooed where, like, on your back shoulder or whatever.
Okay.
Can you tell that story real quick? Because that's really weird for people that don't know post-it note story.
Post-it note guy. Yeah.
Oh, I totally got dumped with a post-it note. So we had been dating a while, right? It was kind of a while. Like, I've been
in charge of your dating stories.
Yeah, well, but yes. I mean, because I would come in every day and tell you guys, you know? Yeah. So yeah, it had been a while. And
he had another name that wasn't his name also. Like you always named your dudes.
Anybody like, I dated, I gave a fake name. So.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah. Well, we'll leave it there.
We'll just leave it there. But anyway, it might sound bad. Yeah.
He graduated but from that say, to post-it note guy.
Right. Now he's post-it note guy. Anyway. So we went, I took him to a wedding with me. One of my friend's wedding, my former intern's wedding, took him with me. Great time. Like, wedding was fun, whatever. It was in Georgia, in Atlanta. So we stayed there, and the next morning, I get up to take a shower, and my parents live close to there. So I'm like, oh, okay, we're going to go hang out with my parents or whatever, say hi. I go to get in the shower. I hear the door click, like, he left. So I'm like, oh. I bet he's going to get me coffee or something, you know, like that's really sweet. He's going to go get me coffee. I get out of the shower. There's a post-it note. I don't even remember what it said now. Do you?
See ya. I don't know.
It's something like that.
I don't
basically
remember.
It was like,
it can't say a lot. It's a post-it note. For
I know.
Crying out loud.
You know what?
It's like Bobby Petrino. He said, see ya on a post-it note to the Falcons.
I mean, I still have it in the text chain because I immediately screenshotted it and sent the text. Which was not pretty.
Anyway, so thankfully you didn't.
So there you go.
Yeah, and you'll find it. But you didn't tattoo that guy's name.
Nope.
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
I do not. Nope.
JT, do you have any tattoos? You've got really long toes.
No,
you might be able to find.
No.
You're terrified of what?
Needles.
Oh, needles.
So the whole thought of like a needle just rapidly injecting your skin with ink is.
Oh, here, I found it. Safe travels.
Safe travels?
Talk soon. That was the post-it that was left.
I
was
like, we're talking soon.
Oh, no.
Safe travels. Mm-hmm. That's hardcore.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go. Now.
Wow. Well, apparently the special teams coach of Tennessee's got Will Compton's name tattooed to his body somewhere. Apparently, according to Will. Can't be true, Will. Anyway, 615-737-1045.
That'd be true.
D on Twitter, my wife has my name on her butt. Okay.
I have a buddy who got a tattoo of his wedding ring and then got divorced. So now he has a wedding ring tattoo.
Oh, my.
And he's not married anymore. Oops.
That is the best.
Yeah. Yep.
So a man's trying to work the streets and he can't.
Nope.
He's just at the bar like, look, it's fake, I promise.
Right.
I'm not married.
Well, and like, I don't know if it's worth like getting it removed. I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, it is, 100%.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
All right, so this is what we're working with. So your house may be haunted, and I don't know. So are you going to go in the attic? That's, for those just tuning in, Dawn's hearing weird noises in her attic. Somebody called in and said, hey, even if you've got new construction, you need to do a search of the property. Property check. See what's happened on your property.
I'm not going in the attic. Mr. Babs is going in the attic. He doesn't know that yet.
I have talked to Mr. Babs in the commercial break, and I actually have had him record some audio. Oh, no. From the Nest Cam, we may have some stuff shortly.
All right, so we're doing that. We're looking for the kangaroo in Alabama. What else is going on today? J.J. Watt didn't sign here. Thank God. Look how much money he got. Good Lord.
That's
you guys hit on this yesterday, but man, my man was all emotional about playing for the ring and wanting the championship and a chance at the Super Bowl. And then he went to Arizona, who was 8-8. 23 guaranteed, 2 years at $31 million. Cleveland, Buffalo, and Tennessee reportedly offered about $12 million per.
Did you see...
I like him, but not at that rate. Good night.
Oh, heck no. We've talked about this numerous times, but the Cameron Wake experiment like sticks out in my head. And I love that guy, and he was a great leader, but... you just think of all of that when it comes to J.J. Watt. I don't know. Did you see? Yard Barker. That's what it was. But there was an article. Yard Barker is where I read it. But there was an article where his former coach called him a selfish player.
Huh.
Here's the quote. He's selfish, only cared about his stats. He does a lot of things that hurts the defense. He hurt us more than he helped us. And the last quote, this is all coming from Josh Reed, who talked to this anonymous coach who was on the Texans coaching staff.
Anonymous coach. Oh, he was on the staff.
Yes.
Playing for himself, huh?
Yeah, and finally, the last quote, I wouldn't want him. Well, if you're a Titans fan, you wouldn't want him for the money that he just signed for, 15 and a half a year.
I did want him if the price was about half that.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Man. Like $23 million of that guaranteed. That's crazy.
I know. Arizona apparently is like, hey, this is where the market is. Let's go way over that.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably could have had him at, I don't know, 14 per. Man, let's jump up to 31, almost 16 per.
I mean, that's interesting. Like, I think you take guaranteed. Some of these stories with a grain of salt, right?
Well, and because that's what...
Especially when they're anonymous.
That's what this story was, that the other teams were offering about $12 million because there was a report out that all of the offers were in the similar range, and that had to be coming from the J.J. Watt camp because this guy's like, no, 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 no. If that's true, these teams are lying to you.
Right.
Man. Well... John Robinson, say what you will, but the guy has struggled at outside linebacker. I mean, you just mentioned Cameron Wake and the two guys last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Clowney apparently is back from meniscus surgery and cleared in April, and that he's close now. I did read that his spot track had his value at 1 year, $6.5 million. I mean, don't shoot me in the head when I say this, but I might bring him back for 6.5. You're looking at me like I'm the ghost in your attic.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, you would think if you're the Titans, you know exactly where he is from an injury standpoint. You know exactly what happened. You know exactly how long it's going to take. You know exactly how serious it was. You know exactly what you had before that. That's a plus. You know all of that. You're not walking into this blind.
Nope.
So there's your plus. Now, when you swing and miss as big as you did in the offseason last year, like John Robinson did, I don't know if I want anything to do with that again this year. And it doesn't matter what the price is.
Right. 615-737-1045. Let's go to Book It next up on 3HL.
Hey, man. Hey, guys.
What's up?
This is all for Dawn. I have one statement and one question.
Okay.
The statement is, there is a movie that my wife and I saw about, two or three weeks ago. It has Helen Hunt in it, and she is pretty old in this movie, but her plastic surgery was terrible. But it is called Frogging with a PH, and that PH, or when it says that, it's like a frog jumping from one lily pad to another. So these people stay in these attics till they think they're going to get caught, and they go to another house. Well, this movie with Helen Hunt in it, she was the Dawn of it, and I'm not going to tell the story of it, but it was pretty weird.
I've seen this movie.
Pulled up the trailer.
I've seen this,
and I'm horrified by just the trailer without hearing it.
Well, if they were wondering, like, if they're going to leave when they think they might get caught,
it's
probably
called I See You.
Yes. Probably, you know, the fact that we've thrown this out on the air on one of the bigger radio stations in Southeast, maybe they'll think, oh, they're on to us. That's what's going on.
I don't know if I'm still on.
You're on.
You are, yep.
Oh, okay, sorry. The other thing is, Dawn, about your escapade at the wedding in Atlanta, and you get the Post-it note. Did you both drive separate vehicles when he leaves? I know your parents are in that general.
That's a great question, counselor.
We did.
So are you stranded, or does he get an Uber
to Nashville or wherever he's going? Yeah.
So he had to. I went earlier. He had to work, and then was going to stay there and work later. So yes, we did have two separate cars. So it was an easy getaway
spot. I thought if that dude did that to you, you know, I would go help you go look him down.
Yeah, no, I'd be in jail because he wouldn't survive that if that was the case.
Now, oddly enough, they're good now, right? Like,
yeah,
you're good.
We're good now. Well, yeah. I'm like, God, thank goodness I didn't stay with you.
No. I've been married for a long, did I say a long time?
Yeah.
If I did that to my wife, no. There wouldn't be no making do good of that. No way.
Dawn's a pretty forgiving person.
I am. Well, I'm more along the lines of thank goodness I didn't end up with him. He called in the show. Do you remember? It was like a year ago.
And never thought to ask the car question, though. That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was very detective-like. No. He would have been, like I said, I probably would have been in jail if he stranded me.
Carl on Twitter, grew up in a house that strange things would happen. Toilets flush in the middle of the night. Hair dryers and appliances come on with no one in the room. Laundry downstairs. Woke up to laundry in dirty baskets. Strolled up the stairs. My sister had a friend sleep over. I don't know. Anyway.
I can't. You guys have to stop.
You started it.
I know, but like Mark just tweeted me and said there's totally someone living at Dawn Davenport's attic. I can't.
I'll tell you this. One time in Houston, I lived in Houston. It was fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. So I was however old you are at that point. I don't know, 9, 10, 11. And I remember in the middle of the night, my mom came in like hurriedly waking me up. And I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, we got to get out of the house. Let's go. And so we got out of the house. And as we go out of the house, the police were coming up, like driving up.
And your mom's single mom. So it's
single
just
mom,
you guys.
Just me and her in Houston. We live in, whenever I run into anybody from Houston, they say, oh, where'd you live? And I say Sharpstown. They're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, what? Like, anyway, may have been a serial killer, on the loose at one point in Sharpstown. Anyway, so we go.
Is that why you got out of the house?
No. Yeah. Serial killer in the attic. No, we go to the street. And so the cops are like, just stay out here. And one of the cops stayed outside, and there were two cars, so there were like three of them that went inside. My mom had heard a noise in the attic, no lie. And so the cops went and checked it out. It was a raccoon. It was a raccoon.
Do you think I have raccoons in my attic?
You might have a raccoon.
Even in the winter?
I mean, they got to get warm somewhere. They don't just die and come back to life when it gets warm, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right. Raccoon, JT.
I'll keep you posted.
You think?
Dawn, I've got some audio. You ready?
Uh-oh. Is this the, did we find the kangaroo in Alabama yet?
Not yet. I have put in multiple phone calls. Dawn, your attic, right?
Yeah.
Dawn! Dawn! Come up and get us out of here! Dawn! What are you waiting for? Dawn, we really gotta pee. Let us out! Dawn, it smells weird up here. Wait, was that you?
I'm just kidding. No, listen, this is the real...
That's Shafe's mom again.
This is the real audio that I got from Mr. Babs. Kind of creepy. Dawn, just breathe.
Dawn. Dawn.
I'm out. I can't.
Can you hear me?
She's leaving the studio. We're about to break anyway, right? She said.
Time for TitansOnline.com's Jim Wyatt, presented by Accurate Mortgage on 104.5 The Zone.
Great job, 104.5 The Zone. Jim, Dawn's got something in her attic. You ever have weird noises coming out of your house? Jim Wyatt with us on 3HL. Hey, Jim, what's up?
How y'all doing?
We're good. Dawn's got some weird noises coming from her attic. You ever have anything strange happen at your house?
What, maybe a squirrel or something like that up in the attic?
Squirrel. Maybe it's a squirrel, Davenport.
I'm now convinced it's some kind of spirit mixed with, like, some kind of squatting situation where they're just, like, people and ghosts and everything living up in my attic.
So it could be a squirrel. It could be some kids living in her attic. And when they feel like they're about to get discovered, they move on to somebody else's house, which you don't live near Dawn anymore, do you? Or do you still?
I don't believe I do now. I will say this, and I'm trying to think of the type of bird it is. I had a bird that got inside of one of my vents and made a nest, and it was right above a bathroom in between my floors, and I had to get somebody to come and remove it. So you potentially could have a bird that's come in and nested, and they kind of come and go.
Maybe it's a bird, raccoon, ghost. Squatter guy.
Yeah. It could be a bird because I put bird food everywhere. So I'm bird friendly.
Why?
Because they're pretty.
Have you not seen the Hitchcock movie?
No. No. See, gosh. Jim Wyatt, this is the free agency off season. This is where we are. This was our conversation. So let's talk ball.
So JJ Watt got freaking paid, Jim.
Yeah.
He did, and I have to say, I mean, I got that question so many times in the mailbag,
and
when you work for the team, that was a big question for the last couple of weeks, and I tried to be realistic with it all the way through and tried to kind of temper expectations. I mean, you felt like he would get a good chunk of money, and right now the Titans are kind of up against it as far as the cap goes. That doesn't mean they can't do anything, but when you're talking about paying a guy, you know, what turned out to be 15, 16 million range, that just wasn't going to happen. I thought if he would come in closer to 12, 13 range, so he was even higher than I thought he would be.
Yeah.
And that would have been, you know, you make a move like that and you pretty much quash opportunities to do some other things. So, you know, this team still is going to try to keep some of their own. And we'll see if we have any other moves like the Adam Humphries one at the end of last week. You have to draft well, but, you know, investing that much money on one player who's over 30 that, I had reservations about doing that myself, especially with the way the Clowney thing played out last year.
Speaking of Clowney.
Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah, reports out today. Looks like April, he'll be cleared, and he's close to being ready to go, according to Ian Rappaport. It looks like SpotTrack has the market for Clowney at 1 year, $6.5 million. Any chance they go down that path again?
Well, I mean, yeah, with him, I mean, that sounds so familiar, you know, to him kind of delaying it. If he's, you know, if teams are wanting to see him healthy, then he's going to be behind the first wave of signings, and then, you know, the money's going to dry up here in March, at the beginning of April, and then I think he's probably, again, this is me thinking, how this is going to play out just because of how it played out last year. But a lot of times the money dries up pretty quickly in March. And if he does not want to sign till April, then he's probably going to get the thought process of, hey, there's not any off-season programs this year. There's no OTAs or mini camps. What's the rush? And then he's going to be in a situation where he can maybe wait until training camp comes and see who really has a big need and then gets back in it then. And what the Titans look like then after free agency, after the draft, who knows? But this just has the makings of one that's going to drag on like it did last year.
We obviously, with the projected salary cap and all of that, we've seen already some teams kind of part ways with some of the big cap hit kind of players. You look at the Titans, and obviously I'm you know, I know you can't, I'm not asking you to speculate, but I guess I kind of am asking you to speculate. From that standpoint, do you think that at a point that's going to be the Titans? And obviously there's a lot of talk on Malcolm Butler and what his big time number is there at that position. But as a whole, we've seen it already in the league. Do we expect to see that with the Titans?
Yeah, we've seen it here already to some extent.
Well,
I think Adam
Humphries
was one of the ones that a lot of people thought would be a part of that wave. I think this is the time when you start making some tough decisions, whether it's asking guys to restructure, whether it's asking guys to take a pay cut, whether it's picking one guy over another. If you have two guys in the same position group that are making big salaries, maybe you have to pick one over the other. So, I think that's a scenario that could happen. I mean, this is different than years past. I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, it's kind of leading up to this year. I think the Titans, like everybody else in the league, was kind of operating on the assumption this time last year that the cap would be going up like it has in years past. And because of issues related to the pandemic, obviously it's going way back. So then all of a sudden you do find yourself up against it and you have to do things like this. How many guys will be impacted? I mean, I guess some of that depends on, you know, how those conversations go. But, you know, if the Titans are going to be able to sign some of their own, whether it's Corey Davis or Jonnu Smith or Jayon Brown or whoever it might be, they're going to have to be able to find a way to create a little bit more space. And I think leading up to the start of the new league year, which is a couple of weeks from now, those are the things that are going to have to be done. And I'm curious myself to see how some of these play out, because I don't even think, you know, people making decisions with the Titans know for sure until they really start getting deep into some of these conversations with players and their agents.
Jim Wyatt with us. TennesseeTitans.com is the website. Yeah, and that's an interesting point, too. From a general manager perspective, Jim, this is the first time that they'll have to deal with a situation like that. I mean, there's always blood on the streets with regard to, you know, teams moving away from high-priced players. But with the salary cap going down for the first time ever, it's a different deal, and your strategy may be a little bit different, where you may wait a little bit longer, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could, but then, you know, you've got to be able to put yourself in a position where you have room to sign some other guys that are in free agency too. I mean, I think you're going to see, like last year, a lot of one-year deals. You're going to see, you know, the Titans in a position where they can just go to a certain amount on players. I mean, I think back, and I know John Robinson said it in his availability last month. I mean, they were in on it with Conklin last year. They wanted to sign him. They had a pretty good offer for him, but it got to the point where, you know, he had a chance to make a couple billion more dollars a year in Cleveland, and the Titans had to pretty much say, hey, good luck. You know, you put yourself in a position to do this, do what's best for you and your family, and Conklin decides to sign with the Browns. I think the Titans are going to be in a similar position with some of their own free agents, and how much they're willing to pay those guys really depends on how much money they free up and what sacrifices they're willing to make in other areas. So it's going to be kind of a juggling act in a number of ways.
Well, and you've got the franchise tag possibility for another week too, right?
Yeah, I mean, and there are some guys that make sense for, others not. I mean, they're not using the franchise tag on Corey Davis. If they were going to do that, they would have put the tag on him last year. And since they didn't do it, then they're not going to do it now. Now, other guys maybe make more sense for it, where the tag is a little bit more affordable, but still, it's high. And the better scenario is, instead of giving a guy a franchise tag for 1 year for $9-10 million, is to give him a 2-year deal where he gets a lot of, gets a pretty big signing bonus, but you can spread it out and save yourself some money against the cap. So, the tag is great to retain a player, but it's better if you can make the deal a couple of years and you can lower the cap each season.
What's coming up on the website, TennesseeTitans.com?
Yeah, it's getting time for me. I posted a mailbag today. I'm getting close. It's getting time for another one of those mock draft roundups, like I know you mentioned before, just because there's been so many new ones that have come out, so many of them have been updated, and then got some other things in the work and works, and we're hard to believe we're already sitting here at March 2nd. We've made it really through, the quieter period around the league, and it's not too far from getting cranked up a little bit. So this is the time of year when stuff starts developing, during the course of mornings and afternoons.
At Jay Wyatt Sports on Twitter, TennesseeTitans.com is the website. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
That's Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. There's been a lot of talk lately about Stadia being full in college football this season. How likely do you think that is to happening? 615-737-1045, Squirrel Don. Squirrel. Maybe Rat?
Better not be.
We'll be right back.
Hail.